Today on The Journey.
Well, today we're going to look at a topic that echoes throughout the Proverbs, and that's the topic of friendship. And we're going to look at the truth of Scripture to help answer this question. Do you have a true friend?
We love to quote John 8:32, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. The problem is, telling the truth, being real, especially with friends, can be difficult. So today, Ron Moore teaches us, from the book of Proverbs, how to choose true friends and the freedom it brings. Before that, we want you to know about Ron's study notes on the book of Proverbs. Proverbs has been called the best parenting book ever written. And this interactive study booklet will guide you through its key verses, helping you raise responsible, godly children. It's yours for a gift of any amount. Remember, your donation will help further our ministry of developing followers of Jesus Christ. Now here's Ron with the message, Living Friendly, on The Journey.
Take your Bibles and open them to the Old Testament book of Proverbs as we continue our study through this book. Proverbs was written primarily by a man named Solomon, the third king of Israel. The book of Proverbs is distinct in this. Solomon says right from the beginning, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. We have said that the fear of the Lord is to honor God, to have awe of Him, to have a respect for Him, a familial, like a father, wanting to please Him, appreciating all that He's doing for us and responding to Him in the appropriate manner. That's the beginning of knowledge. Solomon says it like this in 9:10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning. That word is a beautiful word, capstone. It's what holds it together. It is the beginning of wisdom. The word wisdom means not just knowledge, not just intellect, not just things we know, but taking what we know from Scripture, biblical truth, and applying it into everyday life. That's the theme of the Proverbs, everyday wisdom for everyday life. Let's look at the Proverbs like this. The Proverbs always start with God. And when you see God in the Proverbs, it is the translation of the Hebrew word Yahweh. In our English translation, it's always translated with Lord in all caps. And the beauty of that name for God means covenantal God, a God of relationship, a God who loves us, a God who desires to walk with us, the God in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, who stooped down and breathed into man the breath of life. There are two people in the Proverbs. The wicked, this person is one who rejects a loving father. They have no place for God in their lives. They're going to do their own thing, their own way, their own time, regardless of anyone else. They live independently from God, and the Proverbs calls that person a fool. There is another person in the Proverbs. This person is called righteous. They love God. They have an awe and respect for God. They do what God tells them to do, and they are called a wise person. And again, righteousness is seen, I think, about 60-some times in the Proverbs. And there are two parts of righteousness. First of all is the position. We are made righteous by Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:21, jot that down. He is the one who makes us righteous. We don't have a righteousness of our own. And righteousness simply means we have a right standing before God because of what Jesus has done. Not on our own. And that's the position. But there's also the practice. And the practice is those who have the right position want to do right things. And those right things are laid out for us in God's Word. That's why we read it every day. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5 says this, every word of God proves true. He is a shield to those who take refuge in Him. Solomon writes this book for parents to teach their children and for mentors to teach their students. It is an inspired textbook providing everyday wisdom for everyday life, where the rubber meets the road. Well, today we're going to look at a topic that echoes throughout the Proverbs, and that's the topic of friendship, biblical friendship. And we're going to look at the truth of Scripture, the Proverbs, to help answer this question. Do you have a true friend. There are some red flags when we think about relationships. We all need relationships. Here are some red flags. Again, this is a person you don't want to be. This is a person you don't want to be a friend with. And that is the isolationist, the person who just is independent. They do things on their own. The proverb says, whoever isolates himself seeks his own desire. Why would he want anyone else in his life? When you're seeking your own desire, you're your own worst counselor. He breaks out or he rebels against all sound judgment. Again, why would he want anyone speaking in his life? He wants to be by himself. That's the isolationist. That is a red flag. That is a dangerous place to be. Now, you can be an isolationist physically, obviously, but you can also isolate yourself emotionally. You can be surrounded by people and still be isolated. And particularly in a day of social media, when everyone is on their phone all the time. I'm putting gas in our car the other day. In the next stall over, our car pulls up, and it's a young man and young woman. I don't know if they were girlfriend, boyfriend. I don't know if they were married. But the girl got out of the car to pump the gas. Now, I'm old-fashioned, but that just ticked me off right there, right? That guy should have gotten out of the car and pumped the gas. But the whole time, he's looking at his phone. The whole time. She pumps the gas. She gets back in the car. And I'm a bit of a creeper at this time. I admit it. And she says something to him, and he never looks up. Isolating himself when she is 3 feet away. The person who isolates himself is in a dangerous, dangerous situation. Another red flag, the person surrounded by yes friends. There are people who have a lot of people around them, but they're all yes friends. They are going to be in control. And if anyone ever speaks to them or challenges them, they're not in their friend group anymore. They want people to agree with their words and their actions and their lifestyle. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 2, a fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing his opinions. Now, we said that a fool is a wicked person who rejects God, but a believer can do foolish things. And the fool, or a believer acting like a fool, takes no pleasure in understanding, only in expressing his opinion. I love the word expressing his opinion. It literally means uncovering his heart. Now, you know, in Scripture, heart is the center of our mind and emotion and our will. So here is a person who just wants to express his heart so others can all agree with them. There's another verse here, Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24. A man of many companions may come to ruin. You can have a lot of people around you. Again, you can have thousands of Facebook friends. Those are companions. You can still come to ruin. But there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. He was thinking about that true friend. Talk more about that in a little bit. The smartest person in the room. That's a friend you don't want to have. They know about everything there is to know about everything there is to know. This person knows exactly what you should do in every situation, regardless of their training or experience or expertise. The smartest person in the room has to be right. Proverbs 12:15 says this, the way of the fool is right in his own eyes, but the wise man listens to advice. But the smartest man in the room doesn't need any advice. He doesn't need to listen. And this is the type, if you're a leader in this situation, you always got people irritated at you. Proverbs 13:10 says this, by insolence, by pride, comes nothing but strife. But with those who take advice, there is wisdom. Proverbs 10:8, the wise of heart will receive commandments, but a babbling fool will come to ruin. And another problem, if you are a leader and you're the smartest person in the room, or you think you are, then you're going to impact others. Proverbs 10:17, whoever heeds instruction is on the path of life, but he who rejects reproof leads others astray. You see, the wise person wants to surround himself or herself with people more experienced in areas, who've been down different paths, who's smarter than they are, more gifted, more experienced. That's how you grow as a person. That's how organizations grow. Those are the red flags. Isolationist, surrounded by yes friends, smartest people in the room. Okay, red flags, got to be careful with that. Now, here are some things we want to do when we start looking for friendships. Here are people who will bring you down. Here are people you want to stay away from. And the first person there is the gossip. Proverbs 17:9, whoever covers an offense seeks love, but he who repeats a matter separates close friends. Remember Will Rogers? It used to be said about Will Rogers, he never met a person he didn't like. Well, a gossip has never met a story they didn't want to share, especially when it made another person look really, really bad. And you can be sure, if a gossip is talking to you about other people, guess what? They're talking to other people about you. You want to be really careful to open up your heart to a gossip. Here's another person who will bring you down, an angry person. Proverbs 22, 24, and 25, make no friendship with a man given to anger, nor go with a wrathful man, lest you come like him. You learn his ways and entangle yourself in a snare. The Hebrew phrase given to anger literally is a possessor of anger. Now, all of us get irritated about stuff. Some of us get irritated more often than others. This is not someone who gets irritated. This is a person whose life is characterized by anger. It's not a rare occurrence. They are resentful. They are bitter. There's wrath. There's fury going on. That person spews out verbal abuse, even physical abuse. Now, if you're a person given to anger, get some help before you hurt someone or continue to hurt others. If you hang around angry people, you're going to learn their ways, and sooner or later, you entangle yourself in a snare. Here's the third person you don't want to hang around, the pleasure seeker. Look at Proverbs 28:7. The one who keeps the law is a son with understanding, but a companion of gluttons shames his father. Now, the word glutton there is not just speaking of a person who eats too much. This describes someone who is morally reprehensible. A person given to materialism, a person given to alcohol or drugs, sexual impurity, pornography. That person has no discipline in their life, nor do they want discipline in their life. In fact, they rebel against any form of discipline. And the Proverbs remind us over and over again, you hang out with that person, you learn that person's ways. Proverbs 29:24, the partner of a thief hates his own life. He hears the curse but discloses nothing. He knows better. Play with fire, you're going to get burned. Okay, so we don't want to hang out with the gossip, the angry person, the pleasure seeker. So let's think about five things that you need to look for in a true friend and five things you need to be as a true friend. Number one, a person who sticks through the good and the bad. Proverbs 17:17, a friend loves at all times and a brother is born in adversity. Fair weather friend are those who like to hang out with you when things are going well. They like to hang out with you when there are some benefits from hanging out with you. But when you go through a difficult time, when the bottom falls out in your life, look around, see who's still there. Those are the true friends. Even when you cause the bottom to fall out of your life, they don't always agree with everything you do, but they love you unconditionally, and they're willing to invest in you because they know at some point you're going to need to invest in them. This is a reciprocal relationship going on. Secondly, you need to look for a person not only who's going to stick with you through the good or bad, but you need to find that person who sharpens your character. Proverbs 27:17, iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. In the Hebrew, it literally says, he sharpens the face of his friend. The word face emphasizes a person's character, emphasizes a person's personality. So when you sharpen something, you are improving it. You're refining it. A true friend develops each other's character. It's an ongoing life demonstration of what it looks like to walk with Jesus. A person who's going to build you up, going to stick with you through thick and thin, is going to sharpen your character. And a person who is a true friend is a person who will tell you what you don't want to hear. Now, honestly, most people will tell you what you want to hear. You go to a companion and you say, man, I'm really irritated about this. They say, well, I would be irritated too. But a true friend is willing to invest in you. And a true friend is willing to say, you know what? You may not be right on this one. In fact, I don't think you're right on this one. In fact, I heard you say something that was a little off. I saw you do something that probably wasn't right. Proverbs 27:5-6 says, better is open rebuke than hidden love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Profuse or plentiful are the kisses of an enemy. Proverbs 28:23 says, whoever rebukes a man will afterwards find more favor than he who flatters with his tongue. Now, of course, if you're a true friend and have a true friend, then you're going to respond to that in a particular way, right? Here's how not to respond to it. Proverbs 9:8-9, do not reprove a scoffer or he will hate you. Reprove a wise man, he will love you. Give instruction to a wise man and he will be still wiser. Teach a righteous man and he will increase in learning. Proverbs 25:12-13, like gold ring or an ornament of gold is a wise reprover to a listening ear. And Proverbs 15:31-32, the ear that listens to life-giving reproof will dwell among the wise. Whoever ignores instruction despises himself, but he who listens to reproof gains intelligence. Number four, it's going to stick with you through thick and thin, sharpen your character, going to tell you some things you don't want to hear, and it's going to be a person who always listens to both sides of the story. First, they're going to hear your side. They're going to actually allow you to share the whole story without interrupting and telling you how to fix it halfway through. Proverbs 18:13 says, if one gives an answer before he hears, it is folly and shame. Be a listener. Now, we always want to present our side, don't we? And that's the only side we know how to present. And we do it with great passion. A good friend listens and empathizes and helps us put the whole picture in perspective. Proverbs 18:17, this is one of my favorite passages. The one who states his case first seems right until the other comes and examines him. One more. You want to have someone who's going to stick with you through thick and thin. You're going to have someone who sharpens your character. You want to have someone who's willing to tell you what you don't want to hear. You want to have someone who's going to listen to both sides of the story and put it in perspective. And you want to have someone who will give you godly counsel. That means they have to be a believer. Proverbs chapter 14:7-9 says this, leave the presence of a fool. Get away. For there you do not meet words of knowledge. The wisdom of the prudent is to discern his way, but the folly of the fools is deceiving. Proverbs 19, 20 and 21. Listen to advice and accept instruction. Listen and accept instruction that you may gain wisdom in the future. Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. Now, why in the world did Solomon put listen to others and God's plan in the same couplet? Because many times, if it's a godly person, God will speak to us about his plans for us through true friends, those who always have our best interest in mind. Proverbs 27, 9 and 10, oil and perfume make the heart glad, and the sweetness of a friend comes from his earnest counsel. Okay, so back to the question. Using the guidelines of Scripture, do you have a true friend? Using the guidelines of Scripture, are you a true friend? Now, friendship doesn't happen overnight. Friendship has this vulnerability that goes with it. You got to put yourself out there a little bit. So, if you have that true friend, thank God. If you don't have that true friend, the ball is in your court. This is your responsibility before the Lord. There's an old African proverb that says this: if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. If you want to make an impact, you got to have others around you. Solomon said in Ecclesiastes 4, verses 9 through 12, two are better than one because they have good reward for their toil. For if they fall, one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him who is alone when he falls and has not another to lift him up. He's going fast. Oh, but he trips by himself. Again, if two lie together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? And though a man might prevail against one who is alone, two will withstand him. A threefold cord is not quickly broken. Solomon, talking about a friend, and now you're talking about three? Yeah, because remember the distinguishing factor of the Proverbs, it all begins with God. You, your friend, and God, this threefold cord, that is a strong life.
And please stay with us. Ron will be back with a preview of our next broadcast right after this. Parenting in the modern world is challenging and sometimes exhausting, but there's real help to be found in an ancient book. The Proverbs contain wisdom deeply rooted in an understanding of God and people. But the book is not theoretical. It's a practical instruction manual for parenting in the real world. To help apply its wisdom to your life and family, Ron has prepared an easy and interactive study guide. It's titled Proverbs, Everyday Wisdom, Everyday Life. In it, you'll discover what it means to fear God, the blessings of humility, the importance of friendship, and how to live with purity in a sex-crazed world. The Proverbs Study Guide is yours for a donation of any amount when you visit ronmoore.org. Again, that web address is ronmoore.org. Or you may call 724-731-2018. That's 724-731-2018. Your gift today will help keep the journey on the air, developing followers of Jesus Christ. Now here's Ron with a look at our next time together.
Fire contained in a fireplace. It is warm and it is pleasurable. But when that fire escapes, it can do some serious damage. So can the burning passion of sex.
We hope you'll join us for that message next time. Also, we want to send you a copy of Ron's interactive study guide on the book of Proverbs. It's titled Proverbs, Everyday Wisdom, Everyday Life. This booklet is yours for a gift of any amount, and you can get it at ronmoore.org. Again, our address is ronmoore.org, or you may call 724-731-2018. That's 724-731-2018. And by the way, we'd like to invite Pittsburgh area listeners to visit our church website at biblechapel.org. There you'll find information about our area campuses and their ministries. They're located in Robinson, Ross Draver, South Hills, Washington, and Wilkinsburg. Again, that address is biblechapel.org. And if the journey has brightened your day and deepened your walk with Christ, please tell your friends and family about our program. Also, keep in mind that the journey relies on your generous donations to remain on the air, developing followers of Jesus Christ. Your gift today will be deeply appreciated. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join Ron Moore next time as we walk together on the journey.